I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, guys. Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Two special guests with us for this hour, and both will stay with us for calls next hour. Up first is Jeffrey Stegman, co-founder of Focus Life Force Energy with Clayton Stegman, based in Canada. Offering an international high consciousness field service, Jeffrey and Clayton's research on consciousness fields sheds light on little-known influences that are greatly affecting all of us. Jeffrey and Clayton provide tools and teach how to use high consciousness fields for personal evolution and to create a personal sanctuary. Jeffrey, welcome to the program.
Thank you, George. Glad to be here.
Tell me how you got involved in the special life force technology and energy.
Well, I was working with a young man who had cancer, by the way, brainstem cancer.
Oh, geez.
And his parents had found me somehow, and I was doing a certain kind of meditation with him. And my friend Clayton Stegman told me, well, he had the same type of cancer. And he said, you know, come with me up to Canada, and I'll show you this machine, this incredible machine. So we went to this tiny little town in the middle of nowhere, and there was this, looked like a Nikola Tesla, you know, setup. It was high-speed alternating current. There were plates and coils up and down through this room. And when you walked in, it was like a high-consciousness bath. I mean, my hair was like standing up, George. It was such an intense energy. And what we learned to use that technology, this really a consciousness machine or consciousness technology, to activate consciousness fields, high consciousness fields. And, you know, Clayton was able to clear what was going on in his health. And it's a long story with the other boy, but, you know, we really focused in on consciousness fields to support our evolution, health, well-being, you know, create that a sanctuary space. And we stayed away from the health side of it because, you know, the United States, that can be an issue.
Yeah, that's right.
Instead, you know, we wanted to give people that pristine, high consciousness space in their home and around their cell phone, and that's how we developed FLFE over time.
What does high consciousness mean to you, Jeff?
Well, it means to us that it's much higher than the surrounding area and than what you might normally find. So when we're walking around every day, we're surrounded by consciousness fields and thought forms. It's just everywhere we go. Some might be ancient battles, torture, death, you know, trauma tends to create low consciousness fields, which could explain some of the paranormal. And then there's high consciousness fields in places like, you know, worship, where there's, you know, positive love-based worship over many, you know, many years. And sometimes it's like earth locations that have crossing of grids that create a high consciousness zone. And, you know, the Catholic Church built a lot of churches on top of those kind of places to create high consciousness fields. So there are high consciousness unusual. You will find them maybe a half dozen places in the world where they're really high.
Can you use this ability to calm down the consciousness of the chaos that is out there on the planet today?
Yeah, that's right. We hear over and over from our customers, this is a subscription service, FLFE, that they don't want to leave their homes. It feels so good to be in the home because it's calm. The consciousness field, when it's higher like that, just supports us to personally rise in consciousness. There's more light, there's more energy there. We have more energy, you know, for our everyday life. But there's also that sort of love zone where, you know, meditations are easier, communication is easier. And it's just an antidote for the chaos that's really out there, which is partially, I think, consciousness fields, you know, global, local, affecting us, and a high consciousness field seems to be an antidote somehow for that.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpert.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Jeff, what is low consciousness?
Well, George, that would be trauma. You know, that would be the lower emotions, fear, anger, you know, despair. Like if you went to an old prison, even if it's no longer a prison, those low consciousness fields of that sort of despair and maybe anger will remain in the crystalline structure of the concrete floor and the concrete box.
Like in the walls everywhere.
Yeah, and it stays there almost indefinitely. I mean, we've run across ancient, you know, native wars, battles between tribes that caused, you know, torture in low consciousness zones that remain, you know, affecting people in their homes. And they don't even realize it. They just feel bad. You know, they might feel depressed. And they don't realize that there's another factor in these thought forms and these consciousness fields that are affecting them.
Jeff, give us an example of this high consciousness versus low consciousness, if you can.
Well, it's interesting, both a birth of a child, say in, you know, in a good situation, everybody's healthy in a hospital or, you know, even a home environment, that activates a high consciousness field, and that's a real life experience, sometimes a once-in-a-lifetime experience for people. And death, when you talk to someone that's been, you know, helping people pass over a hospice location or a hospice worker that goes to people's homes, that moment of death is another high consciousness field that opens. Other ones can be, you know, as I said, a cathedral or a place of worship. Many of the cathedrals in Europe have very high consciousness fields. Alma the Hugging Saint, I don't know if you've ever been to see her.
No, I have not.
It's like a high consciousness field as you walk in closer and closer to see her. It's very uplifting, very heart-opening, and it really helps you be a better person.
What creates the high consciousness, Jeff? Do human beings do this? Do we do this on our own, or is it God given to us? How does it come?
I agree. I think you're right. It's a God-given human ability. I think we're incredibly powerful as humans, and the two or more gathered, you know, in the Bible, I think is acknowledging that when people get together, they can create high fields if they have a positive intent and they're doing something positive for the world. And we create those fields. We do it in our research department for F of the Phi, and it's amazing what happens in a high consciousness field. There's less mind chatter, you know, the mind quiets, and more access to knowledge, to, you know, whether it's a higher power or a higher consciousness. Ideas come through, you know, ideas happen and problems get solved.
How do you teach someone to raise their consciousness level?
Well, there's, you know, so FLFE activates a high consciousness field. So being in a high consciousness field, whether it's that or you go to a pilgrimage site somewhere, or you just create a space in your house where you meditate every day in the same place. It creates a zone there that becomes high consciousness over time, especially if it's two or more people meditating together or praying together. So in those high consciousness environments, those lower vibrating parts of us tend to rise and clear from us. So we encourage people to pay attention to what's coming up. You know, what emotions or feelings, thought forms are coming up, old patterns from our parents, and just love them and kiss them goodbye. I mean, just let them, first of all, feel, and then in a high consciousness field, things tend to dissipate.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, guys. Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.